Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Is saying hello to Fred Warner, who's had himself a hell of a career, and this week is having a monstrous week. Congratulations, Fred Warner. Thank you for joining us here on 95.7 The Game. I'm Damon, this is JD, and congratulations to you and your entire family for what we'll just comfortably describe as a real nice payday. Congratulations, man.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You earned it, and I tell you, it's got to be one of the easiest decisions that front office has made, because not only were you identified as the draft pick, but you have delivered and you have been available, started every single game so far in your career, and you said, because of this now, mama gets a home. Tell us a little bit about your mom, Fred.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can go all day about her. She's done everything for us, you know, me and my siblings. From day one, she just showed us how.
How many siblings you got?
I have two full siblings, and then three half brothers. So, yeah, my full siblings, we learned how to work from a young age just because of the way that she operated on a day-to-day basis, you know, trying to provide for her family. And, you know, she sacrificed so much just to allow us to try and achieve our dreams, you know. And so it's the least I can do. I'm extremely grateful and blessed to even be in this position, honestly.
What's your name?
Laura.
Laura.
Laura, shout out, yeah.
Absolutely. Shout out, Laura. Nice job.
Right, yeah.
Nice
yeah,
job.
Yeah. Fred, was there a point where you thought, I mean, this has been the biggest foregone conclusion that your deal would get done, I mean, like, seemingly in history as far as, like, the media and speculation goes on our end. Where were you heading into the offseason? And you know the landscape of the league and how things work with your contract and when certain players are going to be up. I mean, was there a point where you thought maybe this doesn't get done, or did you just think, hey, this is coming, it's earned, and this is a partnership that needs to continue for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, it was a very, very smooth process. I'll say that. You know, I have great people, you know, in my corner. This organization is so first class in everything that they do. You know, so just the whole process of getting this done was extremely smooth. My job was to just make sure that I'm getting in great shape and putting myself in a position to earn every dollar. So that's why I've just been putting my head down, going to work. And, you know, my agent was the one that was taking care of all that stuff. So
Fred Warner here on 95.7 The Game. Again, you're putting in the work. It has certainly paid off. So you have a day where a level of generational wealth changes the arc of your entire family. How do you treat yourself? Did you pull the Giannis and get a 50-piece McNuggets after he won the title? Like, what did you do to celebrate an unbelievable moment in your life?
Yeah, no 50-piece. I'll say that I am a huge Chick-fil-A fan, so shout out Chick-fil-A. My fiance, she actually got me a little meal from Chick-fil-A, had it waiting for me at the house after my workout. But you know, I took the whole family to dinner. And that's how we celebrated the day.
That's fantastic. So this has been a really weird offseason as people are trying to return to normalcy. Football teams are getting together, trying to make sure the whole team can be in the same room. How are things going with the 49ers as you get ready for training camp? Do you expect most everyone to be on the same page concerning, let's talk about it, the vaccination?
Yeah, you know, I think in terms of that, I am personally vaccinated, but, you know, at the end of the day, the decision is personal. You know, every player has to make his own decision, and the team has done a great job, like I said, of informing everyone, you know, all off season about it, because it has been, you know, a big topic of conversation. And, you know, I've told guys that they can always lean on me and ask me any questions that they have about it, you know, how I felt doing it. And yeah, just anything that I could do to help.
Fred, how different do you expect the defense to be this year with DeMeco Ryans, and how will your role potentially be different?
I mean, it'll be a lot of similarities. You know, DeMeco will for sure have his own little taste for the defense, and his own touch, I should say. He's for sure a player's coach, just because of the way he's, you know, he did play the game, and has a very aggressive mindset. He's led me throughout these last 3 years as a linebacker coach, and I know he's going to do an outstanding job as a defense coordinator now. But yeah, I wouldn't see a whole lot changing.
Fred, obviously, you know, Robert Saleh taking the job with the New York Jets. He wanted to bring Greg Knapp in as his passing coordinator. The sad, tragic passing of Greg Knapp is being felt around the NFL. Can you tell us what that is like dealing with? Because he was obviously very, very close with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, how everybody's feeling over there and just amongst the league. It's great to see everybody kind of holding hands and showing their condolences, because I mean that's tragic. Coaches are such a huge influence in a lot of us young men, you know, our lives, you know, and so I couldn't imagine losing a coach close to me. And so my prayers go out to their family and to him and, you know, everybody else around the league for sure.
When you look back at your career, is there a pivotal coach in your childhood that, you know, either convinced you that, you know, you should play linebacker more than you should want to run with the football and be a running back? I mean, who is the coach that really steered you to the developmental moment of your life where you said, man, football for me fits like a glove?
Oh, man. I don't even know if I don't think I could choose just one, honestly. You know, I think back to my days growing up, Pop Warner, starting out in flag football, all the coaches back then, you know, in high school, some of my position coaches, my head coach, a lot of them, and even on to BYU and the NFL. You know, I've had great mentors and teachers along the way to help me get to where I'm at. I can't pick out one that kind of steered me in the right direction. But I knew I always wanted to play defense. That was just my first love. You know, for a while I played tight end, and you know, I always knew that I wanted to be on the defense side though.
Fred, when you look at this offseason, I think you could make a case that the 49ers had as good an offseason as anybody in the NFL. What do you make of just the ability, obviously, to get, you know, your contract done, but everybody that was able to be retained? I mean, that had to be somewhat of a surprise when you look around at everybody that was brought back.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that was for sure a point of emphasis heading into the offseason. You know, we wanted to try to, you know, keep as many guys possible who were going into free agency. You know, John, Kyle, everyone involved in that process, they've done an outstanding job. And they know because, you know, they know the talent that we have within the team. There was no reason not to try and keep the players that we already have. We just got to, you know, keep guys healthy. You know, everybody's really hungry to get after it. So I'm really happy that we were able to keep a lot of those players.
Niners linebacker Fred Warner here on 95.7 The Game. So as everybody in the league gets ready for the first ever 17-game NFL season, do you worry about that 17th game before you get to it? Are you changing your lead up to this year in any way, shape, or form? Do you do like one more push-up for one more game in every set? How do you get ready for 17?
Nothing changing dramatically for sure. Just doing the same exact stuff. I think the 17th game will kind of handle itself. Honestly, you know, my mindset every year is to prepare for, you know, even past just the regular 16 game season, you know, heading into playoffs and ultimately that championship game. So, you know, nothing changes. You just got to make sure you're always staying on top of, you know, body maintenance and treatment and making sure you're in tip-top shape even year-round. You know, it's not even just in the season. It's a 365-day, you know, job. So, yeah.
Fred, you look at the defense last year with all the injuries, and you guys were still among the top defenses in the league. How much confidence does that give you, knowing that Nick Bosa is coming back, knowing maybe that you guys are deeper on the defensive line than you were even a year ago, and that you were able to retain and add players in the secondary?
Yeah, it gives me great confidence, honestly. You know, like you mentioned, having those guys back who we missed last season, we missed Bosa a lot. We missed D Ford, you know, guys like that. We've added huge depth at that position, or just at D line in general, bringing back a ton of guys in the back end. So I'm really excited, man. We all have the right mindset, and we're going to really go hard, you know, at the start of training camp here next week.
Can't wait to see Nick Bosa back. That was just a huge, huge piece of the puzzle, and obviously you being right in the middle. Big things happening for this defense for sure, and obviously the offense is going to be much focused upon, especially in training camp, as Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance are establishing each other. Jimmy established, and Trey Lance being the new toy for Kyle Shanahan to play with. What have you seen so far from the rookie? Can you tell us what your early impressions of Trey Lance are?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's great. You know, the fact that he's come in and he's handled himself the way he has, you know, that's very, I wouldn't say it's common amongst rookies, you know, just to have that demeanor. And he's come in, you could see the talent. The ball jumps out of his hand. He's very talented. You can see he's young. He has a lot of potential, you know, to work with. And so I think that's obviously extremely intriguing to not only the team, but to the fans and everyone. I'm very excited about his growth and where he's going to go.
When you got the news that Matthew Stafford was going to be signing with the Los Angeles Rams, what's the first thing that went through your mind?
You know, just more competition, you know, in a division where I've, you know, personally, obviously, I'm going to say that it's the most competitive division in the league, you know, and just to add that another piece to that for their team, I think that just – that's just fun in my eyes, you know, just to be able to compete against a guy like that. I got to play against him my rookie year and, you know, saw it firsthand. So I'm excited to compete against him twice a year now.
Fred, you mentioned D Ford. How's D Ford doing? Because I think from time to time, the fan base kind of forgets about him. Is he going to be healthy enough to play? How has he looked? And do you think he's somebody that really you guys are going to be able to count on this year?
Absolutely. You know, and I'll let him speak for himself, but I feel really confident. You know, that he's been preparing hard and he's ready to go. And, you know, like I always say, you know, actions speak louder than words. He's going to go out there and he's going to do what he has to do to make sure that he can help the team any way that he can.
Throwback unis. The all whites are nice and clean. Do you like them?
Oh, yeah. The all whites are clean. You know, and having the red throwbacks now, too, is going to be really exciting to wear, you know, because I already love the home reds that we wear. But now having a red throwback is going to be pretty neat.
Fred Warner here on 95.7 The Game. What will it mean to the defense to have a full crowd behind them? We always talk about the noise that's made on third down disrupting another team's offense. And for the last year, you know, with no fans really allowed in, I don't know if we saw much of a difference, or did you feel it? Did it feel incredibly different, or do you just get so deep into a game that you don't really hear the crowd anyways?
Oh, no. The crowd is a huge part of games, especially at home, you know, for a defense. When, like you mentioned, the third down, you know, having the crowd get into it, get loud, disrupt the offense a little bit. Every little bit of that helps, and I'm extremely excited to have everyone back this year and have those full stadiums again, because that's what makes it fun. You know, that's where the passion can really come out, not only amongst the fans, but, you know, amongst players too. So we for sure miss the fans.
Now that it's in the rearview mirror, can you tell us how frustrating it was to have to finish a quarter of the year in Arizona?
Well, yeah, I mean, I tried to make the most of it. Honestly, it was frustrating to you know, kind of, when you're so in tune with the routine usually, you know, to be uprooted from that and have to kind of switch things up, that obviously is not ideal, but it was still good. And last season wasn't anything that we wanted it to be, but there were still positives in it. But it's behind us, like you said, and looking forward to this year.
By the way, has anyone ever told you how much you sound like Matt Barnes, former NBA player Matt Barnes, who's part of the All the Smoke podcast? It's like the two of you have the identical voice almost.
Really? No, that's the first time I'm hearing it.
I'm telling you right now, you should call Matt Barnes just to screw with him so he thinks he's maybe getting a phone call from himself or something. Like, yeah, absolutely. Hey,
right.
Fred, thank you very, very much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Again, congratulations to you. You've earned every penny. The fact that your entire the arc of your family being able to change because of this has got to be one of the most gratifying feelings a man can have, knowing that you've really risen the entire harbor for your entire family, and your children's children's will live, you know, better lives because of what you've accomplished. Congratulations to you. Keep up the great work, and we're going to be pulling for you going forward.
Thanks, Damon. And JD, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
It was really nice to have you on. Fred Warner here, man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.